time for Wonderful Water, our regularly scheduled visit with Owassa. And investment in our infrastructure is getting a lot of attention across the country recently, particularly for water and sewer systems. And to hear about work happening locally, we are joined today by Orange Water and Sewer Authority Executive Director Todd Taylor to talk about some major milestones from 2022 and what to look for in the year up ahead. So thank you for joining us today, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. First of all, for those of us who maybe don't have that much direct interaction with Owassa, can you give us quick background on what you do?
Absolutely. Orange Water and Sewer Authority, otherwise known as Owassa, provides water, sewer, and reclaimed water services for the Carborough Chapel Hill community, UNC, as well as a small portion of Southern Orange County. We've got team members out and about all across the service area, at our reservoirs and treatment plants, and in our administrative offices working to provide those essential services.
So we're just coming to the end of January, so let's take one quick look back at 2022 again. What were some of the highlights for Owassa in 2022?
Sure, it was certainly a busy year, but I'm particularly pleased with some of the work that we accomplished both in renewing our infrastructure out in the service area and with getting a new strategic plan approved. In the first half of last year, one of the major infrastructure projects involved replacing a sewer line in downtown Carborough. That was a critical project to continue protecting public health and the environment by replacing those pipes. But we're grateful to the community for their patience and support during that work in a busy, high-traffic area. We're also nearing completion of the replacement of water lines in West Cameron Avenue, which is another busy area. With this project, we're replacing water lines that are nearly 100 years old in some cases. So it is important that we do this work to ensure that we can keep delivering high-quality drinking water and fire protection. And as I mentioned, our strategic plan, and that was exciting because it lays out some of our aspirations and what we'll be doing over the next 5 to 7 years to achieve those.
Yeah, I was going to ask a little bit about that, and we're visiting with Todd Taylor, the executive director of Owassa. I hear a lot from organizations when I'm talking to folks as part of this show about strategic plans, and the people, like, the more into an organization someone is, the more excited they seem to be about getting these strategic plans approved and implemented. Why exactly was this such an important thing for 2022?
Sure. Well, it's kind of like I look at a strategic plan kind of like in your own personal life. If you were planning a vacation or something like that, it's very exciting because you're looking forward to that. But if you don't plan for it, it's never going to get done. So the strategic plan helps us set our sights on what we hope to accomplish over the next 5 to 7 years. And we know that we'll have regulations that we have to meet, and we're committed to providing high quality services. But beyond that, the strategic plan helps set our forward-looking priorities as an organization and incorporate items we're hearing from the community on what they would like from us. So we'll be looking at things like reimagining our bill assistance program, Care to Share, to make sure that we're getting the most help for our customers in need as we can. And that's just one example of how the strategic plan helps outside of our standard infrastructure investments to help customers.
So we've got the strategic plan, and we also see all these stories in the news nationally about, you know, infrastructure is suddenly becoming more of a consistent news story. We also see a lot of federal investment of dollars into local infrastructure. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about big projects coming up for Owassa in 2023.
Yeah, we certainly always try to keep our eye on what's happening out there and what lessons we can learn. And we know that our water and sewer infrastructure needs additional investment. That's a national issue. But we do our best here to upgrade critical equipment as it's needed so that we can keep providing essential services to customers. We also have emergency plans in place to respond to different situations, be it severe weather, widespread power outages, things like that, so that we can have a resilient system that can continue to operate for our customers. And when we do have an issue where, let's say, there's a water main break or something like that, we attempt to communicate directly with affected customers so that they have the information they need in a timely manner. As far as coming up in 2023, we've got a number of big challenges ahead of us, and it's as always for us. We do expect the Environmental Protection Agency is going to announce new regulatory levels on a group of compounds called PFAS, or commonly referred to as forever chemicals. These compounds are not naturally occurring in water, but are used in a lot of consumer products and goods like nonstick pans, weather-resistant clothing, and things like that. And we've detected the presence of some of these compounds in our water supply and treated drinking water, but we've historically been within the regulatory guidance. Once we know more about the updated regulatory levels, we'll be publishing additional information on our website and reaching out directly to our customers. We're also working hard.
We're visiting with Todd Taylor, OWASA Executive Director. I just wondered if you had any sense of when those guidelines would be coming out.
The EPA had said that they were supposed to have been out by the end of last year, so we don't know.
There we
at
go.
This point. They're still working on it.
Any moment, right?
Any moment. We are waiting to see them.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, along those same lines, we're working hard on a large-scale project to create an inventory of certain parts of our water distribution system as part of complying with the recently updated lead and copper rule. And the updated rule has a compliance date in 2024, so customers will certainly be hearing more from us on that as we continue to work on that. One thing I'd like to make really clear, though, is that OWASA currently meets or exceeds all state and federal regulations, and that we intend for that to continue. We post a lot of water quality information on our website, and we're actually working on our annual wastewater report card right now. So that will be out soon as well if folks are interested about some more of our day-to-day work.
That is the voice of Todd Taylor, OWASA's Executive Director. And we're going to change direction here for just a moment because as somebody who hosts an afternoon news show, I feel like I've got a pretty good sense of what's going on in the community. And then all of a sudden, pretty recently, I started hearing about the Western Intake Partnership, and it seems like a really big deal. I wonder if you could tell me anything about that and how OWASA's involved in that.
Yes, that is a really big deal. The Western Intake Partnership is a collaborative project between OWASA, the City of Durham, the Town of Pittsburgh, and Chatham County to locate a new water treatment facility on the western side of Jordan Lake. OWASA has held an allocation of water from Jordan Lake since the late 1980s, but we currently have no direct access to that water. We're making an initial investment in the planning and permitting work with the Western Intake Partnership to secure our access to our water from Jordan Lake. And that partnership is in the early stages right now, and we'll be discussing this endeavor with the board before any additional investment is made with that work.
And I understand, as you just said, it's in the early stages, but what kind of scope of timeline do we think we're talking about on a project like this?
Sure. Looking at about 10 years, 8 to 10 years probably for actually the water treatment plant to be completed and actually operating.
Excellent. We are visiting with Todd Taylor from OWASA, and I guess down to just about one last question here. If customers want to know more about OWASA or get involved, how can they do that?
Yeah, if they're looking for more information on OWASA, our website is a great place for that, OWASA.org. We're also very accessible and welcome any questions that you might have on OWASA's operations. We're governed by a board of directors appointed by the town councils in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, as well as the Orange County commissioners. So you can also come out, provide input, or just learn more about what we're doing at those meetings, which are at 6 p.m., the second Tuesday of every month in the community room at the OWASA campus at 400 Jones Ferry Road in Carrboro.
Great. Todd, is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
No, I think that about covers it.
That's Todd Taylor, OWASA's Executive Director, and I appreciate you making the time to come on. 2023 appears to be shaping up as a busy year for Orange Water and Sewer Authority, so thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on Wonderful Water, brought to you in partnership with OWASA.